Robert Asp had a dream to visit Norway someday. It was, after all, the land where his family traced their heritage. Most people would take an airplane. Robert decided on the mission of a lifetime to make the trip of a lifetime, and his work now attracts visitors from around the world. The story is this edition of The American Countryside.
I'm Ty Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report. Join me each weekend as we explore the news and issues that matter the most to agriculture. We know this past year has been challenging in many ways, but as agriculture continues to adapt, we are right there with you. From markets to weather, each weekend we take a deep dive into what matters most. Join me each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
Hey y'all, I'm Kelly Clarkson. Every American dreams of creating a better life for his or her family, but in some communities, those dreams face difficult challenges. When we come together to help those in need get the same opportunities as everyone else, we truly are making our country a better place to live for all of us. So look for volunteer opportunities in your community to help others achieve the American dream, all right? This message is courtesy of the United States Air Force.
Marcus Krieger shares the story of a very unique ship on display in Moorhead, Minnesota.
The ship is called the Hjemkomst. It's a Norwegian word for homecoming, and it is a full-scale replica of a 1,000-year-old Norwegian Viking ship.
The ship is impressive, but the man behind it may be the most intriguing part of the story.
It was built by a local Moorhead school teacher, junior high guidance counselor, Robert Asp. This was the first and only ship he ever built, and it was his dream to go to Norway in style. And by in style, he meant building a Viking ship and sailing it to Norway.
It's not as if you can find lots of books about building your own Viking ship to sail to Norway.
He got the plans from a museum in Norway of an old Viking king's burial ship. He rented out a old abandoned potato warehouse. He started building a Viking ship in it.
Bob and a friend found oak trees, cut and milled them themselves, and began building. It was an immense project that took on extra meaning.
It took about 8 years from when he started to when the Hjemkomst was christened in 1980. He was diagnosed with leukemia while he was building it. Finishing the ship was what he wanted.
Bob did not know if he would be able to sail to Norway as he wished, but work continued, and the family vowed to see the dream through. Soon it was time to set sail from Duluth, through the Great Lakes, and across the Atlantic. The story next time as we travel the countryside in Moorhead, Minnesota. I'm Andrew McCray. We'll be right back.